New law, Idaho fentanyl traffickers to receive mandatory minimum sentencing. By Olivia Rondo on February 28, 2024. Fentanyl traffickers caught in Idaho will now receive mandatory minimum sentencing that increases with the amount of the drug they are found guilty of trafficking. On Monday, Idaho Republican Governor Brad Little established the latest crackdown on fentanyl when he signed House Bill 406 into law, reports Fox 12. Like all of Idaho's drug trafficking laws, HB 406 categorizes someone as a trafficker based on the amount of drugs in their possession rather than on whether or not they intended to distribute the drug to others. Breitbart News reported after the bill passed the House on January 29. Methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, and marijuana all have mandatory minimum penalties in the state. So fentanyl is just the latest to be added to the list as the opioid crisis grows. Once the law takes effect on July 1, those who are convicted of trafficking 4 or more grams of fentanyl will serve at least 3 years in prison. Between 14 and 27 grams lands criminals in prison for 5 years, and more than 28 grams comes with a decade-long sentence. The new legislation will also create the crime of drug-induced homicide for dealers who cause fatal overdoses to get hit with even more felony charges. Related, Angel Mom rips into DHS Chief Mayorkas. He is partially responsible for my daughter's fentanyl poisoning. Idaho has seen a dangerous increase in fentanyl overdoses, with the state's Department of Health and Welfare finding that the rate of fentanyl-related deaths tripled from 2020 to 2022. The bill's success comes with the release of blood money. Why the powerful turn a blind eye while China kills Americans, by Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer. The seven-time New York Times best-selling author wrote the book to expose the ties between Chinese dictator Xi Jinping and criminal organizations pushing fentanyl on Americans as a form of war. During conservative commentator Mark Levin's latest show, Schweitzer explained China's strategy. When you look at the plague of drugs, fentanyl, the leading cause of death of people under the age of 45, most people don't know that they're even taking fentanyl. And when they talk about it on the news, Mark, they say, oh, the Mexican cartels are doing this. They're doing that. They are. But they were set up to do it, and they are being helped to do it by the Chinese government. This is part of a deliberate strategy, he said.